Hare Krishna. The rest of me is no rest for me. The rest of me refers to the levels of exist of our selfhood that are different from us as souls. Now, our current existence is three-dimensional. There is physical, there is material, there is mental, and there is spiritual. So we are at our core souls, and the body and the mind are external to us. So the body and the mind are the rest of me. So they are also part of me right now. I am an embodied being. Although I am a pure soul, right now I am embodied. So the rest of me is no rest for me. Is no rest for me means, if we let our consciousness stay caught in the body and in the mind and the body, then our consciousness gets no rest. It stays agitated. Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita 15.7. He states, Mama Ivam Sho Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta Sanatanaha Mana Shashthani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karshati. So he says, we are souls who are parts of him. Mama Ivam Sho Jeeva Loke Jeeva Bhuta. We are his parts, but Mana Shashthani Indriyani. But with the manaha, mind, shashthani indriyani, the senses, indriyani, prakritisthani karshati, prakritisthani. In material nature, karshati, we are struggling, we are suffering. Why are we struggling and suffering? Because of because the mind and senses crave for external things for enjoyment. But external things are never in our control. We can never get them. There is no guarantee that we will get them. And even if we get them, they don't stay attractive enough. And meanwhile, they are attractive, they can be taken away from us. So that's why the pursuit of externals, which our mind and senses sentence us to, that keeps us dissatisfied, craving, restless. And that's why the rest of me is no rest for me. The rest for me is the Supreme Lord. He is the person who is all attractive. When we fix our mind on him, then at that time, prashanta manasam hiyenam, yoginam sukham uttamam, prashanta manasam hiyenam. Our mind becomes peaceful. Our consciousness finds rest in Krishna when we awaken our love for him and when we realize how he is all attractive, he is all loving, and he is the reservoir of all happiness. So rather than seeking to rest ourselves in our body and mind, seeking pleasure over through them, we practice bhakti yoga diligently and get our consciousness to get perennial rest in Krishna. Thank you.